You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Broadway, Broadway, in all of its glory, we all have a memory, we all have a story. Was there an understudy, or did the show stop? Did you see Barbara before she shot to the top? Join us as we revel in a reverie, it's my Broadway memory.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shana Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shana Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
Brian, what do you say we get the show started and bring
let's
on
do
our
it.
Yes,
it feels so I'm weird obsessed. Starting this way, but let's do it.
Hey, I'm into it. I love it. So we have an absolutely incredible performer, one of my biggest inspirations. Elizabeth Stanley currently stars in Jagged Little Pill on Broadway, playing Mary Jane Healy. She recently starred in the world premiere of the new musical Jagged Little Pill by Alanis Morissette, Diablo Cody, and Glenn Ballard, directed by Diane Paulus at ART. She previously appeared on Broadway in the revival of On the Town with a Drama Desk nomination, Million Dollar Quartet, Crybaby, and the Tony Award-winning revival of Company, literally legendary, as well as the first national tours of the Bridges of Madison County and Xanadu. On television, Elizabeth can be seen in, please, she's going to, I'll ask her to correct me when she's on screen, but,
and Nosferatu.
No, cool.
Nosferatu.
Wow, Michael. I was trying to figure that out for like maybe 16 hours. So good. FBI, The Get Down, The Affair, Black Box, Made in Jersey, Fringe, The Chappelle Show, and PBS Great Performances of Company.
And our second guest, Deanne Stewart, is an Ithaca College musical theater graduate who's currently in Jagged Little Pill on Broadway. She was also seen in the national tour of Beautiful the Musical and The Mighty Reel off Broadway. Amidst creating quarantine content for Jagged Little Pill, Deanne has been exploring other facets of her skill set recently. Songwriting is a medium in which she's always secretly been exploring for a few years. She just released a stripped down and homemade music video for her song Goodbye, written with guitarist, this is going to trip me up, Gervaige Bervard.
Well, you know what? We're going to bring them on and they can correct us with if we were anything. Wrong. Please welcome Elizabeth Stanley and Deanne Stewart. Hi.
This is like the international Zoom hello.
Yes, we've had quite a few guests enter that way.
Those things I know. Are like stand like waving in the yard.
Car dealership. Car dealership. Banging pots in the background.
That was just me just knocking into the lamp that I always forget is here.
I was going to say that's another way to enter is just banging pots as you enter the screen.
That's something that I will never forget about quarantine was 7 o'clock. I will never, ever forget it. Just hearing New York erupt. Ugh, I loved that.
Yeah.
That was the best. That was one good thing that came out of this crazy time was like the city just, you know, becoming an ensemble and supporting each other. And
when did they stop doing that?
One day it was just done.
Wow. They just all knew.
I think so. Wow. I think so. Okay. But I know it's like kind of wacky. Helgi Pataki.
You didn't get the email, Brian?
No, I don't. I live in Jersey. I don't live in New York.
Where are you guys calling from?
I don't know if you guys can hear me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you hear us?
I can hear you.
So I'm going to leave. I'll be back.
Yeah. Okay.
Feel free to talk about me while I'm away.
Oh, that sounds good. Family. Oh my gosh. Well, so you're in New York, Deanne. Yeah.
Yeah. Sandwich. What's the matter?
You never barked during our stream.
With my nephew.
I don't know what's going on. Sandwich.
I'm in New York. I'm in my apartment in Brooklyn.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. Sandwich is upset.
Where's Dexter?
Dexter's not here. Dexter's with his grandparents.
Oh, very good. Do you want to share anything pressing that's happening that you could, you know, we could all download Rainbow Sugar, which is an amazing song that you just recorded.
We could all download Rainbow Sugar.
It's so good.
The music video for Rainbow Sugar is coming out next week. And the full project that Rainbow Sugar is on, Lobby Music by Grant Carey, another classmate of Michael and I's, his project releases tomorrow. So yeah, check out
Fierce.
Beautiful.
The sound of that song is amazing. It is a bop. And you know me with pop music, Deanne, I'm like, cool, that's cool. But this song listen to all, like, if it's not Minnie's Boys or if it's not like, you know, Hallelujah Baby, I'm not listening to it. But this got my attention. It's so good. I'm obsessed with it.
Thank you.
And Elizabeth, where are you calling us from today?
I am in Grand Lake, Colorado.
Wow. Is it like lots of nature out there where you are?
So much nature.
Wow.
Lots of moose. I also spied a bear in the middle of the night the other night. I was like, someone's outside. They're trying to get into stuff. What's going on? And I like went downstairs and I was like, you know, when you're in a new place, you're just like on high alert. And then I was like, I don't see anything. And then I came back upstairs and I looked out the bedroom window and I was like, oh, it's a bear.
I was just on Fire Island, so I saw a lot of bears there too.
Hey-oh.
Hey-o.
Trying to get into stuff, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, honey. Truth. I was so excited to hear you talk about Colorado because whenever like in the Berkshires, you'd always say, yeah, I'm just enjoying the Berks.
Just taking the Berks.
just a contract in the Berks. So let's talk about some memories. Okay. So
let's do it.
This is what we do. Who's starting? It's Brian. Brian, you want to take it away? You want to explain?
Sure.
So the game?
Michael and I have these very large, many binders filled with playbills. You don't have to have them as organized as we are, but do you guys have playbills handy?
No. Yes.
That's okay. That's totally okay if you don't have it. We all got memories up here, right? So I'm just going to select a playbill at random and talk about the memory associated with it. And let's go here. What is this one?
Oh
my God. Constellations.
Well, that leading man.
Well, Jake Gyllenhaal. So Constellations, I remember this was the closing performance that I saw of this. I rushed. This was like one of the last times I rushed something with two of my friends. And March 15th, 2015. Have the ticket stub. And I'm going to be honest, I didn't know much about it going in. One of my friends really wanted to see it because of her husband, Jake. And so she was like, you have to come. And I'm like, okay, sure, I'll come. And I have to say, first time like being introduced to Ruth Wilson, and she is just a beast of the stage. They were both phenomenal. Did anybody else get a chance to see this one?
No,
this was at the Manhattan Theater Club, Samuel J. Friedman Theater. And honestly, like I said, I didn't know much going in, but basically it's about this couple. And I've actually like used this like as a reference point for like a lot of different plays that I've seen since then. It's about this couple, and it's they're in like this. For those of you who have seen it out there, forgive me if I'm
butchering it.
But it's like something with, because it's something with science. It's like a space continuum kind of thing where it's like they just keep resetting and having the same conversation, but if one thing is off, or if one, you know, piece of the puzzle was a little different, and they just keep resetting, and they would just have these conversations, and you would just see how the life plays out in all these different ways. If anybody got a chance to see If Then, it's like a version of that, but like many, instead of just two paths that somebody goes down, it's like hundreds of different ways that their relationship could have gone.
That's cool.
And it's a beautiful play by Nick Payne. But yeah,
can we look at Jake's headshot? Because it totally looks like he's contemplating whether or not he wants to run away with me.
I think that's what he's thinking about.
He's like, oh, that Michael Kushner.
How do I get to know him?
How do I get to know him? Honey, he just has a slip in my DMs. Honestly, like he... I think he makes me go a little crazy. He and Zac Efron. Okay. Now I'm at a loss for words. Okay.
An ad for King Kelly. And I.
Amazing. We love that revival.
And I don't remember which one. Either he was with a British dialect or she was with an American accent. One of their accents was very good. And I was very impressed. I feel like they were British in the play, because it's a British play. But things that were happening at the time, Cabaret, An Act of God, American in Paris, Gigi, Fun Home, Fish in the Dark, Hedwig, Jersey Boys, It's Only a Play on the Town, Something Rotten, Phantom of the Opera, The Visit, Wicked, tons of different stuff.
Wow. Yes. Gorge.
So, yeah.
So that's basically what we...
My Broadway memory.
That's what we like to do. So, Deanne, you're going to go next. And what Remy said, hi, Deanne, this is your biggest fan, Remy. Do you remember me?
I see. No, Remy, have we met?
Remy's my boyfriend. And I think that Deanne and Remy are like going to run off and like have their own thing, because I'm like, why are you texting my boyfriend? Like, text me.
Your boyfriend texts me. What do you want me to do?
he's much cooler than me. So like, I totally understand it. So Deanne, you could do it at random. You could just like, you could pull one, like you have already decided.
No, I have a few out here and okay, great. The prom. Like the prom. Yeah. I definitely narrowed down to a few really great ones.
Obsessed with the show.
I loved the show too. When did I see it?
I appreciated it much more after I saw it. No. I mean like constantly listening to the soundtrack over and over, or the cast album over and over again.
Okay, great. I was like, I don't know. What do you mean? Okay.
No, it was not a backhanded compliment. I really enjoyed it.
I was so obsessed with the show.
Yeah.
So obsessed. I loved it.
But yeah, I have really specific memories tied to seeing this show, actually. So I saw The Prom, which I think, was it their like closing anniversary? Like yesterday, maybe?
It's definitely around this time.
Yeah, I think it was maybe like yesterday. I think I saw Caitlin post that. But I saw this show. It closed out the weekend that I got engaged, which was like really special to see, you know, this like lesbian love story on a Broadway stage that weekend. Oh, because I'm engaged to a woman. Sorry. For those who don't know that. And my sister was there, which I think it was also like only like the second Broadway show we've ever seen together. So that was fun and exciting. And yeah, I mean, it was really great. Like everyone in it is so good. We've obviously got like, who's in this? Let's see. Caitlin. Mm.
Of course.
So good.
It's lovely. Isabel McCullough, Drew Reddington, Courtney Ballin, Beth.
Beth.
I remember sitting there.
She just.
What?
I know.
She just takes the stage and you do nothing but you're drawn to her.
Yeah.
At all times. And I just love that that's what also the character was about too.
I know. It was so perfect. It's fun to see people do things like that, really just like in the pocket.
Mm-hmm. And it's, I feel like it would be easy for anyone to kind of do something similar that you would do for like The Chaperone and The Prom, but they were so, they were two beautifully different, mm-hmm. fleshed out individual performances. I saw Beth do The Chaperone and it was like, I will truthfully never, ever, ever forget it. Like, and she was just so brilliant in The Prom and, oh my God. I miss that show so much.
Yeah.
Did you, were there any understudies on that night?
Were there any understudies on? No.
It's fierce.
Yeah.
I love that. Fun. I saw The Prom like 3 times and I saw, Josh go on for Barry. One
Me
of
too.
The performances.
Yeah.
And it was like,
he was sick.
Oh my God.
He was incredible.
Oh my God. But that's not all we're talking about understudies tonight, honey, because we got some story time later. Because someone made their Broadway debut. Oh. I was just that was like foreshadowing. I was like alluding to like we're gonna like that, but that's coming later. No, like yeah. But we do now it's time for cool transition. Great with transitions, nailing it. It's my forte. It's like top of my resume, like what I'm great at, transitions. So this question is for Elizabeth Stanley from our Instagram, from Chris. Do you believe in ghosts? And during On the Town, do you think anyone like Betty Comden or Adolph Green came and visited you?
I feel like you're leading the witness, but I'm into it.
It's a great response.
Yeah, I mean, I do. I definitely believe in like spirits, ghosts, energy that is not in like physical form that we are able to see, angels, whatever we want to call it. I do believe in that. It has never crossed my mind that Betty Comden paid me a visit, but I like thinking about that. So I'm gonna say yes. Because I do feel like that whole production was very like just magical and special, and all the people that worked on it in all the various forms, you know, were really just, I don't know, there was like a crackle in the room in a great way. And I love Betty Comden. I just, you know, everything I read about her and learned about her, I was like, she's a really awesome gal. So ooh, yeah,
and you are too. I mean, like when I saw On the Town at the Lyric, like seeing it in that space and seeing you guys, I mean, it felt like watching the Hello Dolly revival. It felt like I was time traveling. You know, it's like you don't.
It was a beautiful revival.
You don't really see something like that the way that it's done. And John Rando did such a brilliant.
Yeah.
I mean, an iconic cast, like so brilliant. And it was just so, it was so lovely. It was amazing to see it. And I thought you were brilliant. You're stunning as always. And you're amazing.
It was such a fun, wacky part to get to interpret and, you know, be a part of.
Yeah, 100%.
And we have a question for Deanne from our Instagram as well, from Chelsea. What was the audition process like for Jagged Little Pill? How did you find out? And can you tell us more about your Broadway debut?
It was fast. It was very fast.
Oh, look at that pic!
That is me, taken by my friend Ryan McConnell, who I think is watching.
Yeah, he is.
But it was very quick. They needed to figure some things out super fast. And so it was like a, you know, like pretty much like a 2-day intensive, I would say, where it was like multiple rounds over the course of these 2 days. And it just kept being like less and less and less of us. And then
they called and said it was me.
We had brunch that one day and you were like, I'm going in. And then a week later, you text me and were like, I'm going on.
Like, I'm doing the show. Yeah. Crazy.
And I went to college with you. I've seen you in every aspect. And I literally, when I was watching you on stage, I was like, is that my friend? You were so iconic. Both of you are so iconic in the show. Elizabeth, I saw you in Boston. Brilliant. Amazing. Thanks. And on Broadway, both of you are giving such incredible performances. And Deanne, it was like watching you swing upside down as the Revolve is going, belting high Z's.
Correct.
Like, congrats.
Amazing to watch it from the wings and also to share the stage with you. It was an incredible moment.
The both of you are powerhouses, absolutely powerhouses. I icons. I love, and I'm just like geeking out. Like, I'm allowed to geek out. But we actually have two really exciting videos that show the incredible two. Do we have two? That show the incredible support that you had that night. You might want to tone down your volume, but it was literally the best. And the people that were there, I don't think we'll ever forget it.
I'm like triggered by seeing all those people.
That is making you cry. That was amazing.
You didn't tell me you were going to do that. Aww. Wow. I miss being on stage and seeing people. And that was literally the most amazing night ever. Yeah.
And you look like such a diva. I just remember, I feel like sometimes I show up to the theater and I'm like, well, good thing I have a wig and people are far away. And you were like giving me an outfit, looking amazing. I just remember being like, yes, taking notes.
Oh my gosh. Now, Elizabeth Elizabeth comes to work in like, I'm just like, Elizabeth, where are you going? Look at you. And I'm like, oh yeah, you have to like, you walk out of the stage door every night and people want to see you. So great. But she always looks so cool, so hip.
That's nice of you.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, 100%. And now the Max says work, and Grant was like, wow, cry. So the two of you, now what were your experiences for each other in that moment? Because Elizabeth, you're doing that 8 times a week, and now someone new is in your house, is in the Healy house. So like for the people that are watching and listening, it's like, what is that like to welcome someone new in a moment like that?
Oh God, it's so much fun. I mean, it's because especially at the Broadway level, you're not like, you're not scared that the other person isn't going to be ready or prepared. Like you just, it's like, that's why it's Broadway, is people are pros. And so it's like, it's fun. You're still like nervous. Cause we all know the first time you go on for something, you're like, anything can happen. So there's that, but there's like this incredible, I feel like everyone just like, you go into like hyper, like I am here, I'm with you. Like I'm in this scene. There's no like tuning out an autopilot when a new person is on, which I mean, hopefully that's not happening anyway, but when you've done a show a bunch of times, you have moments. And so it's just, it's thrilling. And then it's also like a different, wonderful human being in front of you. So like different, it's like you're getting different things, and it's awesome. It's thrilling.
Yeah, they were.
And it must also be so thrilling for you to experience, like, be on stage with somebody after being such a seasoned actress yourself, Elizabeth, and being with somebody who they're making their debut, you know, like, and to think about that experience and be able to witness that, you know, in the relationship that you guys have on and off stage.
I would have been pooping my pants. Like, my Broadway debut was not like in a sudden understudy moment, you know what I mean? So I just think to go on as an understudy, I'm always like, you're amazing. But then to have that be your Broadway debut is just like, what's happening?
So awesome. That's it. What's happening? That was exactly
it's like the headshot, you know? That's what I feel like. Okay. Jake Gyllenhaal, like, moment.
Are we gonna make it
iconic? Literally iconic. It's just so insane, and it was so electric to be there. I mean, there were so, like, seeing, you know, Emily's family, and, you know, Remy was with me, and Ryan, and like all, like, your, and Sable and your dad, like, so many core people that were there sharing this moment, and it was just so brilliant. And it was like, and also the show is just so good. So it's just so electric. It's such an amazing moment. Elizabeth, the performance you give is, it's amazing. And I can't wait for after COVID, when so many more people get to see it. And
I did not get a chance to see it yet.
You will, honey. You will.
I know.
It's so good. Like,
I know.
Elizabeth, now it's so funny because I feel like I think about the show obviously often, but I think I've lost, you know, I don't think about the intricacies of the show and like what happens throughout the entire show and all the different moments. Like, I don't think about that so much anymore, but I feel like as we're talking about it, I'm just really thinking about, like, Elizabeth Stanley's journey as Mary Jane Healy and just all of the moments that you're just like, wait, did she just do that? Is she still going? Is she still doing that? What? Like, it's so unbelievable.
Can we also take a second, like, okay. Amy, Crybaby, On the Town, Jagged Little Pill, like, all of these different people, like, all of these corners of yourself, just like, everyone is so different, so fleshed out, just like what I was talking about before. You're iconic, you're a legend, and I'm so glad that, you know, that people are seeing that and will continue to see that after COVID, because Jagged Little Pill will exist, and Alanis's music is iconic and timeless as well.
Her new album. Have you guys heard her new album?
Yeah, no, which Elizabeth sings on.
Do you really?
Well,
they did it.
Like, wow.
A bonus track. I don't know if you saw, Atlantic Records released a music video of, like, our cast, and Alanis and I are duetting on the vocals of Smiling.
Cool.
Yeah. I know. Very casual.
Yes. Elizabeth is effing amazing. Jennifer McAfee.
Yes, Jennifer McAfee says Elizabeth is amazing. And we saw, you know, I went to go see Alanis do her show at the Apollo. And it was, I mean, that, first of all, the amount she drank that night, water, the amount that she.
Correct. I think chamomile tea, technically.
Oh.
God is in the details, honey. I mean, she even made the joke. She was like, the pee that I'm going to have to make after this show. But, you know, I mean, the voice, it was iconic. You guys are iconic. It's amazing. And that's,
I was going to say, Elizabeth, I know you don't have any playbills, but do you happen to have any memories that would stick out to you, or any, what was the first Broadway show that you saw? Do you remember seeing that?
Yeah, but that wasn't what I was going to talk about. But
okay,
I can
then
say,
go, no, talk about whatever you want.
The first Broadway show I saw was Scarlet Pimpernel. Which is kind of like, you know,
Mikey,
I mean, it was
and I love that amazing. Show. Michael and I love that show so much.
I became obsessed, but I think strangely, it doesn't end up standing out as like the most amazing Broadway moment for me. Like, if I really think of like special, like what I was going to say is when my best friend, she made her Broadway debut as Sophie in Mamma Mia with Michelle Pach and John Dossett. And it was just like, so watching that and like the opening lines of that, it are like her on stage alone singing like I Have a Dream, a song to sing. And so just to like watch your friends like sing that on a Broadway stage was just, I don't know, it was really special.
That's we've had other people other say that watching, I think it was Caitlin Kinnunen. She said her favorite memory was watching her best friend make her Broadway debut in Sunset. But I love Scarlett Bimbernell. Literally track 4 on the cast album, Vive, is like iconic, but also Madame Guillotine and The Riddle and Falcon the Dive. Like
The Riddle's
like the orchestrations, like were like that violin and Madame Guillotine, and then it's not on the cast album, but like Chauvelin has this like death in the counterpoint. He has this like death camp that's not on the counterpoint in Madame Guillotine that literally I'm dead over. And that is why I love the Scarlet Pimpernel.
Michael, do you want to share a memory?
Do I want to share a memory?
Yeah.
I do want to share a memory. So I did have this ready. I pulled this baby out, and this is the playbill for On the Town at Barrington.
Oh.
And an energy ball recipe?
Wonderful.
I think someone in the show printed these out and put them in the green room at Barrington. And I think that they were really good. I think it was Elizabeth Flanagan. I think it was her. I don't know. Or it was Hannah. Or I think it was actually Hannah. But I have this playbill, which, that's very special. But so I'm going to do the same thing as Brian. And I'll just say, no, I'm going to do this.
What are these?
Tell me when to stop.
Stop.
Which one should I do?
The lightning thief.
Do the lightning thief.
I'll do lightning thief. Okay. Lightning Thief was really cool because that was like another moment of like watching your friends and contemporaries succeed, with Rob and Amanda, Rob writing the show and having this really successful national tour, go around the country and then close on Broadway, like have a sit, like tour the States, and then your last stop is on Broadway. I mean, it's so wild, it's so cool, and so many young people appreciated it and related to it. And I have a client, Sarah Beth Pfeiffer, in it, and she's a friend as well, an incredible vocalist and actor and person. And I did dressing room project for the show, so I got to hang out backstage and photograph these people. But seeing the show was epic because it was like really innovative storytelling, and
I loved the use of the props,
right? And the music's amazing. And this is the second time that the Longacre was mentioned on the show because that's where the prom was.
Yes,
and that's where this was. But I really, watching Rob Rokicki, like. Because I photographed his new press photos when, I think the day after Lightning Thief was announced that it was going to Broadway, he was in my studio. So it was a little like he was there and we were kind of just being like, what is happening? And he was like, yeah, it was wild. It was just like the right moment at the right time. And Amanda was with us as well. And it was just really fun and amazing. And it was a great show. And so many young people were inspired. And that's what's really important is that the next generation, people are going to be saying the same thing as like Scarlet Pimpernel, like my first Broadway show was seeing The Lightning Thief. You know what I mean? And then that just opens up a whole can of worms. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Good worm. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
I felt that was, sorry.
No, I'm sorry, Elizabeth. Go ahead.
No, I was just, I went to Interlaken with Rob Rokicki. He was Judd Fry and I was Laurie in Oklahoma back in the day. So yeah, for me, it felt that way too. I was just like, oh my God, it's just, the people that you meet early on in your love of theater, like they stay with you, like just the people that you go to summer camp with or that you meet at some thing in the pursuit of theater, like they will stick around. So that was like, I felt so just like joyful to be there for him, you know, just that he was getting that moment. It was awesome.
That's amazing. You know, you're an Interlaken kid. I'm a French Woods kid. And like those families that you make, there's nothing like it in the world, you know?
Yeah.
There's just nothing like it in the world. And we have comments on the side from when we were talking about Jagged Little Pill before. People are saying, you know, already preparing to blow out my vocal cords at the first show back and missing the show so much. Deanne got to be at your debut and you were incredible. Elizabeth saw you multiple times and every single time noticed something new and beautiful in your performance.
Oh, hey, thanks, guys.
What do you guys say we play a game?
Little game.
I love games.
Let's play a game.
At this point in the live stream event, we played Broadway-themed memory games. While these games are tons of fun, they're best enjoyed in the video format of our episode. If you'd like to see the game portion of this episode, visit My Broadway Memory on YouTube or Facebook. Now back to My Broadway Memory.
This is a question that I like love to ask, but like some people get so offended by it, and I'm like, it's still fun to think about. Like if you were to like, if someone like any producer was to come up to you and be like, hey, we're going to produce a show and you get to choose the role and we're going to produce it. Like, who would that be for you guys?
Ugh. There's just so many.
But people go, I want to originate. I'm like, but also like, we all have dreams. Yeah. we can assume that number one is to originate. But if it was already in the canon, I should frame it like that.
I always love unconventional casting.
I feel like I don't think I'm old enough for it yet, but I would love to do Margaret in Light in the Piazza.
Ugh. Do. <Yeah. laughs>
What did you say, Deanne?
I said, please do. Yeah.
I'll leave it there front row.
Yeah.
Just take all my money. That's
amazing. I just like Adam Gettle. I just love his music. Like, come on.
Do you like Floyd Collins?
Yes. I just did a little cabaret here last night. We did an outdoor like concert for people and I sang Through the Mountains. So maybe that's why like his music is on my mind.
Oh my goodness.
You would be an incredible Nelly. That show is
amazing.
That show is
show. I've never seen it. I was just saying, it's the kind of show where I'm like, if I found out some regional theater was doing it, I would go see it just to see it, you know?
Yeah.
It's very good. Yeah. They did it when never we were done. In college. Were we freshmen when that happened?
Freshmen. We were freshmen. And that was Melanie Beck.
Yeah. Hey, puppy.
We have fans on the side just being like, oh my God, Piazza fans, let's make this happen. So like, I think it's going to happen.
Basically, we started it here.
Yeah, we're right here, and people are watching. So, and like,
Deanne, what would your million-dollar show be?
What?
I guess multi-million-dollar. Like, the producer's going to have to give multi-millions.
Hello.
I mean, I would love to play, I mean, outside of Elphaba, I would love to play maybe Belle.
Oh. Yes.
I want to be a princess. And Belle, I think, is my girl.
Yes. Oh. Yes. You would be an iconic Belle.
You want more than this conventional life.
Yes. Is this home? As you walk into the Lunt Fountain Theater or something. Like, I guess so, because that's where you're playing Belle. You guys, this was amazing.
Thank you both so much for coming on tonight.
Thank you. I'm in the
dark. This is unfortunately, I know.
It got dark outside.
I know.
The sun went down.
Unfortunately, we have to wrap, but like, does anyone have anything that they want to like pitch? Are you releasing anything? Like, can we find you on something? Are you appearing anywhere? Because like, people will watch.
I'm appearing here.
Yeah, I know. I'm like right here.
I'm right here. Well, Elizabeth, you did say that you're on Alanis's new album, and you know, Deanne, you do have Rainbow Sugar for people that are just tuning in now. So we can find you on recordings and download your stuff. Oh my God, people are so funny. They're literally saying, Deanne Clara Johnson, let's go. Oh my God, the two of you doing Margaret and Clara.
Yes, please.
Oh my gosh.
That's fierce.
Cry.
Might I throw out Jenna Hunderson as a suggestion for both?
Oh, yeah.
I love. And as always, like, you know, let's connect on social media. You know, we're at My Broadway Memory on Instagram and Facebook, and at My BYU Memory on Twitter. Please repost and retweet and redo whatever you kids do. And you can always reach out to Brian and I with any questions or comments or concerns. We're really good at replying.
And thank you to everybody who watched tonight. Elizabeth and Deanne, thank you so much for coming on the show tonight.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, as thanks. Always, it's so good to see you guys.
It's so good to see you. And as always, thank you to our amazing team at Broadway Podcast Network, Alan Seals, Dory Berenstein, Brittany Bigelow, and Katie Rosen. You guys are incredible. Thank you for all the help that you offer us. And you're just amazing.
Are we teasing anything tonight, Michael?
I'm actually, okay. Like, yes, we are. We are, and we're still figuring out exactly what this episode is going to be looking like, but we're very excited. Okay, let's tease it. Let's go.
And
let's
do I it. Do want to say, Alan says, stick around after, don't leave the stream.
Oh, sure. Okay. Great. Okay, gorgeous. But anyway, let's release one of our guests for next show.
Todrick Hall.
Ooh, yes. Yeah.
So Todrick is coming on the show next week. It's going to be fierce. And like, we're still figuring out exactly who is going to be on the show with him. But like, I'm geeking out.
You're so teasing the upcoming Piazza Revival. I'm I'm
yes, Emma.
That's what we're doing here on My Broadway Memory.
That's hysterical. But you guys are absolutely amazing. Thank you. Thank you so much for being with us. Stay safe, everyone watching. Thank you so much for watching. Tell all your friends. Next week's episode is going to be equally as amazing. And someone called it. Aubyn Fitzgerald called it? Fierce. I love that. I love that. We're like guessing. And remember to donate to Covenant House. Allison Samet, our guest. Donate to Covenant House and also my page because I still
have. I was going to say, donate to my page.
No, don't listen to her. Don't listen to her.
If you're watching and you're going to donate, you know, you can split between Michael and I guess. Or just donate to mine. It's fine.
Yeah, it's true.
We'll let you figure that out.
You guys are amazing. Thank you all.
Thank you.
We love you. Thank you.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.
If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah. Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.